Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and of course it's still your boy Deola D. Brown, but joining me on the program right now is an Opal, an Australian women's international basketball player who will be talking about the Olympics next year coming up and of course her stint in the WNBA. Kayla Judge, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Kayla, how you doing today?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm good.
Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. You're a busy woman, but we understand that. What have you been up to? What's been going on? COVID-19 happened, you know, and what's going on?
It's been a bit of a whirlwind for everyone, right?
Yeah.
So I guess fortunately left Melbourne before the Queensland borders shut back in March.
Lucky
so
you.
I've been in far north Queensland in Cairns with my family, just riding out this strange time with them, which has been really great to kind of be around my young nieces and nephews. So just enjoying a bit of family time and then, you know, trying to stay fit. I've only had court access for the last month or so, which has been really great to get back on court. But I also really enjoyed the break, to be honest, mentally, because it's been a big 13 years pro.
Wow.
So the break mentally was lovely and physically was lovely.
That's right. You haven't really had much of a break in a long time, eh? And of course, Olympics has been moved to next year. How are we looking without the Opals ready to go?
Well, I hope it's ready to go. We have a Zoom chat tomorrow. We'll talk about it. So I feel like, you know, we're all pros. None of us want to be so underdone coming back into it and get hurt or anything like that. So we've had, you know, programs from our strength and conditioning coach be sent to us. So
amazing.
We've been keeping fit in the weight room.
Beautiful.
I set up a weight room here at my house here, so I, you know, because the gyms were closed for a while. So
no days off, baby. No days off.
No days off. That's it, except Fridays. You know, just some cardio stuff before we had court access. So I think everyone was kind of doing the same stuff. We had like a grass running program and a skipping program. So as much as they're a bit tedious, like you kind of just do them because you don't want to be super underdone, like I said before, and you want to prevent injury and you want to stay relatively fit, even though nothing really correlates back to game fitness. But in saying all that, yeah, stuff's been postponed a little bit. All countries are in the same boat.
Yep.
It just gives us more time to prepare, sharpen up, get crisp, you know, we'll be fine. And I'm still so excited. Although we were meant to be there now, you know, it just gives us a bit more time. So always glass half full.
Amazing. And what's this gist we're hearing about, you know, the Opals taking a stand against Basketball Australia on, you know, inclusivity and racism in sports, especially with basketball?
Yeah, so I think behind the scenes, what we weren't really aware of, Basketball Australia were doing a few different things, and we just really hadn't had a discussion, I guess, all of the Opals and the people of Basketball Australia.
Mm.
So we got together and had a discussion of some of the things that they were doing and some of the things that we felt that they could be doing better, and we kind of came to a really good moment. And then, you know, maybe that discussion was needed earlier, but we had it when we had it, and things, you know, moved forward from there. So yeah, there was a bit of a stance made, but, you know, both parties came together, discussed some things, and, you know, we're moving forward from that, and we really want to have a connect with Basketball Australia as the Opals, because we are under their banner, you know, we are Basketball Australia, so I'm really happy that we got to a point where we could really move forward and stay connected and use our platform for the better.
Amazing. We're glad to hear that. Are we privy to the information of what you guys came together to conclude, or any insight into that?
Well, it was more just about, you know, some of the plans that Basketball Australia had over the previous 6 months. And then, you know, we weren't aware of some of this stuff that they'd already had planned, because sometimes things take time, like a reconciliation action plan and things like that.
True.
So, you know, we weren't aware of that. And that's a huge step forward, you know. Gerald, our new CEO, who's been around for over a year, I think now, you know, she's doing great things, and she kind of made us aware of some stuff that she's got going on for Basketball Australia and the basketball community. And then we made her more aware of some of the things that we were kind of seeing on our end.
Mm.
And she, you know, was super accountable with some things. We just had really deep conversations, and it was a bit raw, a bit emotional, but, you know, we got what we needed to say, and Basketball Australia received it really well, and we received, as a playing group, received it all really well moving forward. So I feel like that was really necessary in the conversation, because there's some really big events coming up, especially for female basketball, you know, with the Olympics next year, and then the 2022 is the World Cup in Sydney. So, you know, I think that it was a great conversation to be had, and I hope that we continue to press forward and move forward.
That's amazing news. We're so happy to hear that a middle ground has been reached, because we definitely want to see you ladies in action soon again,
yes,
of course.
Yes, absolutely. And it was essentially, it was just a show of support for our Indigenous and athletes in our team that of colour. So we just really wanted to make sure that they felt supported, and they, you know, felt like we had their back, because, you know, they're our teammates and we love and care for them, and we play for them, we play, you know, for each other, and obviously for our our country, we want everyone to feel respected. So that's a big part of why we did it too.
Amazing, man. And thank you so much for taking that stand along with the rest of the girls on the team. But now we got to touch on your professional career, man. You've had such an illustrious career. Professional indeed, by every sense of the word. You know, you've played for Dallas Wings, Townsville Fire, Phoenix Mercury, just and the list goes on, Adelaide Lightning. And last season, you played for Melbourne Boomers. Let's start with last season. Incredible season. You guys got to the Final Four, gunning for the championship. How would you define last season?
Last season was probably one of the funnest seasons ever. We had such a great culture, a really great group of girls. We had four New Zealanders as well, and they bring such an energy and like a spirituality to the team, which is just phenomenal. Honestly, such an amazing group of women. Unfortunately, we lost to Canberra in a pretty... In a pretty rough semi-final series, which was a real kicker. But it's sport, it happens. You know, we shouldn't have lost a couple games during the season, but we did, and that's what you get, you know, when results in the regular season give you the third place instead of second and blah, 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 you know. Sport, right? But honestly, like, I love Guy. I'm excited to go back this year. We've got pretty much the same team. We've got, I think, seven of us that are returning.
Beautiful.
We've got a couple of great players coming from other teams because we can't have imports this season just with Corona, but that was the best thing to do, which I think is, you know, relatively fair for one season, just with travel restrictions and things like that. So I'm hyped. I think it's a great group of women, and Guy, honestly, he's such an articulate coach, and he's really... he's a really great guy, and I get along with him really well. Guy's a great guy. And, he's one of my favorite coaches to play for ever. So,
amazing.
Super hyped about it.
You could tell with the way you ladies played on the court. It was amazing. Just seeing the connection between you guys on court, you know, amazing to watch, I tell you. But talking about your WNBA career, playing with the Dallas Wings and, of course, the Phoenix Mercury, what was that stint like for you?
Yeah, so I was really fortunate to be able to play over in the States for three seasons.
Yeah.
So honestly, like, it was a really cool thing to be able to tick off the bucket list. I was never a superstar over there, but I certainly played my role, and I feel like I played it really well. I got opportunities, and I was ready for my opportunities, and sometimes I didn't get opportunities, but I was the best bench player you could have ever had. I just made sure that, you know, whatever they needed for that night, I was that role, you know, like, I just was really adjustable. And I feel like, you know, kids these days need to know that you need to have an understanding of your role regardless of the first player. Yeah. Every player is important, but you have to be ready when your number's called. So I really learned to value that over there and understand that it was bigger than just having to score all the points. You can, you know, be the best cow waver, be the best supporter, the best high five. Like, you really just stay switched on, and just when your number's called, be super ready.
Yep.
But, you know, I got to travel all over America, play with some of the best players in the world. I got to play with Dinah Taurasi, Scarlett Diggins, Brittany Griner. Like, you know, I got to really experience playing with and against some amazing elite athletes. So, and some who I still call friends now. So it's probably honestly the people I've met along the journey that have been, that's the most, the thing that I think about the most is just the people and the sisters that I've met along the way. But the experiences of the WNBA itself, awesome. Don't regret it. Like, don't know if I'll go back, but honestly, 3 years ticked off the bucket list. Like, I'm happy with it.
Amazing. You are a superstar. I tell you that. And we will be gunning for you and rooting for you the way through the journey, of course. Thank you so much. But before we let you go, any last words out there for young girls or youngins who want to take up the game of basketball or any sport to chase their dreams?
I think the best advice I could give would be to a couple things. To not worry about other people's journey and what people beside you are doing.
Mm.
Just focus on your journey.
Yep.
And then to also not to listen to what people say about you when it's in a negative sense. Just, like, focus on what your goals are. You know, just don't get distracted. Just stay focused and don't worry about other people's journeys.
Stay focused. Don't worry on other people's journeys and focus on your own self.
That's
beautiful
it.
Words from Kayla Judd. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Kayla. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Kayla Judd right there, WNBA, WNBL, and Opal superstar, talking about our journey. But coming up next, international boxing heavyweight fighter whose rise to fame was his fight against Tyson Fury, the legend, Scott Belcher. Coming up.